Oh, yeah. The boys from Bryson City. That's, of course, the Inspirations. And if you only knew, well, we want you to know that I'm Greg.
And I'm Eugene.
And I'm Tex.
And we got a special guest this time that I'm really excited to talk with Mr. Lane, Mr. Jeff Lane of Lane Motor Museum. And he's down on Murfreesboro Road. And I play in a band on the Grand Ole Opry, and our guitar player, Glenn Dickerson, came in one morning, and he said, you know, this past weekend, my dad came up from Mississippi, and we didn't know what to do, and, of course, he was going to go to the Opry with us and everything. He said, and we ended up, have you ever been to that motor museum on Murfreesboro Road? And I said, no. He said, man, you wouldn't believe all the stuff they got in there. And he and his family spent an entire day there, and they had the largest time. And so I'm just about to believe that your museum might be the best-kept secret in Nashville, and we want to kind of let the secret out of the bag, don't we, Jeff?
Yeah, we do. We don't want to be the best kept secret, but we might be.
I tell you what, hearing Eugene Stillman talk about, I think they got one of the best selections of unique cars to be found anywhere.
Yeah, as soon as I seen him, and I thought, man, I've been out there, and that little old car that rides in the water is what fascinated me, and that one with the big windmill on the front of it.
Yeah, you've got here, it's a Martin Aerodynamic. The car is one of the many one-of-a-kind vehicles. That's kind of what you specialize in, right?
Yeah, we specialize in unique and interesting cars. We have many one-of-a-kind cars. I think about 20 one-of-a-kinds.
Like what? Give us some, for instance.
The Martin Aerodynamic is a one-of-a-kind. The propeller-powered car, which is called the Helicron, which was made in France in the 30s, it's a one-of-a-kind. We also have a car that goes in both directions, so you can, drive it one way and then get in the other seats and drive it the other way. That's a one-of-a-kind.
Mom would say, don't know whether you're coming or going.
Yeah. Does that keep the odometer down on it?
Well, I don't think you never have to back up if you don't mind getting out and switching seats. So, yeah.
How in the world did you get interested in this kind of thing?
My dad was always a big car guy, and so from being a kid, we were always working on cars and everything, and I just kind of got it from him. Yep.
What about the idea for the museum? How did that come about?
It came about because I had about 75 classic cars that were stuffed in like five or six buildings, and some of them were sitting outside, and I just decided that I needed to put them all together in one entity.
Well, you're located in what I call the old Bread Building down on Murfreesboro Road, across from, I guess it used to be the Aladdin Thermos Bottle Company. And what I like about it is the fact that, like our guitar player was talking about, I guess the term is staycation, with the economy being what it is, and folks, they're kind of cutting back their travel expenses, but still they want something to do. You got to go somewhere, or maybe you live in a Nashville area and folks, they come into town, and after you go to the Grand Ole Opry and see Music Row, what are you going to do? And, man, Lane Motor Museum would be an excellent place, I would think. Give us your operating hours and all the admission fees and everything.
Okay, we're open from Thursday through Monday, which means we're closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we open at 10, close at 5.
Okay.
Adults are $7, seniors are $5, and kids, which are 6 to 17, are $2, and then under 5 are free.
What about if you got like a large group coming by? Can you get maybe a group discount or something?
We do have some group discounts, yeah. You have to call and kind of set that up with Vicky, but we do have group discounts.
All right. So give us the exact street number there. I know where it's at, but I don't know how to describe how to get there.
Yeah, it's 702 Murfreesboro Pike.
702 Murfreesboro Pike or Murfreesboro Road. And Tex, I tell you what, you being in the music business and a big-time record mogul, you need one of these unique cars to kind of tool around town in.
Well, yeah, I've got a few. I've got my old Cadillac and T-Birds and Firebirds, but I might pick up another one there. I like to do most of my traveling in my tour bus.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you definitely want to put that in, that because it's a one-of-a-kind also.
There's no doubt about that.
What's that brand of tires that you use on that one?
Oh, those are American Eagle heads.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Right.
It used to have Maypops on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. These are bald-ass American
Eagle. I see. We're Mike's out here with Jeff Lane of Lane Car Museum. Going to be talking more about that, some of the unique offerings there. And I tell you what, it would be a great place, like I said, to take the family for a weekend there. It's inexpensive, and I tell you what, a lot of one-of-a-kind offerings there. So right now, we're going to offer some more of this good old Southern gospel music. Some of it, one-of-a-kind, too, like this one from the Tally Trio. In fact, this is a former number one song. Here's The Broken Ones, Solid Gospel 105, and The Get Show Live.